Ladies and gentlemen, it is now my pleasure to introduce the best of the best, Best in Show.
Welcome!
Everything's getting loud and crazy. I had to wait for everything. I make it to be all anticlimactic and weird. Instead of doing the big intro, like, hey, what's up, guys? Welcome to the show. We're chilling. Because I know we always do that every week. But for some reason, everything just got really loud. I don't even understand what the hell's going on in our world. In our life, in our anything. Hey, what's going on, everybody? This is Chris. He's Keith. This is Best in Show, exclusively here on tpxradio.com.
Now I'm sticking to the chair.
What's wrong? Oh, are you in your panties?
Sort of.
Wow, I'm actually looking all up in Keith's shank as he's sitting here. He's sitting here half nude doing the show today. You guys would be able to see it on the camera if the camera was working, but it doesn't seem to be for some reason or another.
So it looks like you win.
Lucky for you. Lucky. It was working earlier because I tested it with as the Steel City Mafia was starting this morning. I was clicking on there; it was good, but it doesn't seem to be working now. Who shot who into what now?
Sorry.
Hey, so you're listening.
I'm uncomfortable.
It's okay. So you're listening to Best in Show, bestinshowradio.com, exclusively on tpxradio.com. You can get us on the Instant Messenger at Best in Show Chris and Best in Show Keith, respectively, Chris and Keith. Do you like that? Is that better that way? Does that make sense?
It still doesn't make sense.
You can get Chris or Keith at Best in Show Chris and Best in Show Keith, respectively.
That's it. That's the one.
Yeah. If you guys listened to last week's show, this is the way it started last week. So I'm waiting now for all the feeds to start going down because that's just the way things happen for us. You can also get us on the hotline if you so choose, 877-744-6405.
I got to put my pants back on. It's going to rip my skin off this chair.
Would you like me to get like some sort of sheet or some sort of
yeah, but later.
Some sort of tarp that I can lay underneath you.
That's what I eat on actually at home.
Usually, just so you know, every week Keith comes in here and he usually changes. It gets into some like sort of comfortable pajama pants.
All right, let me just slip into something more comfortable and then we'll do the show.
Right. He comes in every week and slips into his pajama pants and gets a little more comfortable. And this week, for some reason, he forgot to bring them with him. So I said, hey, just take your pants off, whatever, you know, which is something that I say to him fairly often. And for some reason, he's not comfortable with that.
So. Because the boxer shorts only go so far, and it's every time I move on this stool, it's like ripping this. It's trying to rip the skin off my legs.
Would you like to...
I'm okay now.
Would you like me to go inside and get you a pair of shorts?
No, because then I got to talk.
Yeah, but you can talk hot stove. I know you got a lot of big baseball things you want to talk about. I mean, it literally will take me... 45 seconds.
Yeah, why don't you do that?
Okay. Wait, you're not talking.
Sorry, I'm still not comfortable. I'm not going to talk while you do that. Hot stove, you mean like the... Sorry. He almost took a nosedive right onto the ground, walking out, tripping over my shoes. Yeah, I strip when I come here. Hot stove, you mean like the potential signing of 40-year-old Moises Alou to play left field? The spot now vacated by...
Hey, wait a minute. What do you mean you want to do the show without me? Oh, wait.
No, I didn't do that this time.
Sorry.
These look like the shorts I stole from you.
Yeah, I stole them back.
The oft-injured Cliff Floyd, as the newspapers call him. Yeah, the Mets are about... I think they signed Moises Alou to play left field.
Oh, okay. I didn't know what you were talking about before I came in. Yeah, well, he's been signed. As of last thing I heard, he was not officially signed as of yet.
Yeah, but
they were in hot talks.
I think they just didn't announce it.
Hot stove. Why is it called hot stove, by the way?
I found out recently and I forgot. Because something's always cooking.
If that's really the reason why, this,
I wish it. I think it might
this
be.
Is the worst thing ever.
What's cooking on the hot stove?
I don't know. I wish I knew.
The Red Sox got ripped off.
What happened to them?
They paid $51 million to bid to talk to Daisaki Matsuzaka.
Dude, okay, here's the thing. On Warner Wolf this weekend, Warner Wolf, by the way, is a local radio host here in New York. He used to be a TV host. On Warner Wolf this weekend, they said $51,000 they bid to talk to him. It was million, right?
I heard Warner Wolf say that Saturday morning going to work, and I said, idiot, it's $51 million.
That's what I thought, too, and I was just like, wait a minute. It just doesn't make any sort of... It doesn't make any sort of sense to me. I don't know. By the way, our webcam doesn't...
But the thing is... Well, I could just change right here. I'm not
Wait,
on webcam.
So they bid the $51 million to talk to them. What if he says no? Like, then they're just not $51 million?
No, the Cebu Lions, his team, doesn't get the $51 million if he doesn't sign a contract with them. They get the Red Sox get the money back. But I mean...
But then they still have to pay him on top of that $51 million that they're paying to the Cebu Lions.
Yeah, if they sign him, that $51 million is gone as of now. Then they have to work out a contract with him, which is going to be something along the lines of probably like maybe 5 years, like $70 million or something. Which means the first year he pitches for them, they're going to pay $70 million. For a guy to pitch that's faced Japanese lineups once a week, and the Japanese lineups basically, when you get past like the number five hitter, it's guys that wouldn't even make it in the major leagues here.
So I'm in?
Try that on for size.
Wait a minute. I got the camera working for a split second. We actually saw you standing in your underwear for a split second in the room. Nice. There you go. You're back on. All right. We finally got the camera working. Fantastic. Just in time
Too
to
late.
See.
I got my clothes on.
Just in time to see Keith half nude. Luckily, I have a big fat head that was covering where your undergarment should be.
Because the boxer shorts I'm wearing are so much different than these shorts you just gave me.
They definitely cover a lot.
Why can't you just go out in public in boxer shorts? They're shorts.
I do. So, I do fairly regularly.
Why can't a person that probably wouldn't do such things do that? As long as they have a button in front.
Wait, so you're asking, why can't a person who doesn't usually do things do something they don't usually do? They
exactly.
can, they just don't do it.
I think it's the man keeping them down.
Honestly. Why don't you kill that light? I think that's probably what's making this whole show stink right now. Ah, man, doesn't it feel awesome now? Awesome. I feel a lot more comfortable now. You're in a pair of shorts. I'm in a pair of shorts. I'm wearing actually a tank top today because I look pretty diesel.
One final adjustment, and then I won't move the rest of the show.
What are you going
to
do?
I need to pull my chair closer again.
Oh, dude, whatever you feel like. You move as much as you want. So, all right, now that we've got
It's funny. I was thinking that, you know, when we moved to the new studio, that management was going to get me like a nice recliner, drink holder on the side, you know, wireless mic.
You would think, dude. You would think. Unfortunately for you, management has left me in control here, and you get the corner of the desk.
Literally. When I lean forward and my fat stomach gets pierced.
Here's the thing. I don't want to say anything. I don't want to throw anything out there. I will say, I'd be almost willing to guarantee, I don't want to guarantee it, but I'm almost willing to guarantee, within 6 months, whole new studio for Best in Show.
Okay, that soon?
Within 6 months, whole new studio, whole new location, it's going to be good.
Serious? No, not are you serious. I mean serious.
Yeah, and I was just going to say, what do you mean? You're talking about Pro Bodybuilding Weekly? Pro Bodybuilding Weekly, a former TPS radio show. I actually think technically it's probably still on the schedule. If you guys have not heard yet, has been signed.
I sent them an email. I said, yo, I've been meaning to ask you, well, since we're on TPS together, you want us to do the show with you?
Yeah, it's a TPS radio standouts. So from tpsradio.com, unlike us on tpxradio.com, but we used to be station mates together, network mates, I suppose.
I'll honestly say I never listened to Pro Bodybuilding Weekly.
Nor have I. Nor have I mean,
I build my body with donuts.
Yeah, I build my body into a big circle. That's I like getting into shape, the shape of a circle. Pro Bodybuilding Weekly, apparently this week it was announced, their show has been picked up by Sirius Satellite Radio. So congratulations.
That's good, because Sirius doesn't have a lot of... I'm sorry, I cut off your congratulations.
Yeah, Sirius doesn't have a lot of bodybuilding shows.
Yeah. They only have like four.
Yeah,
no, they don't have a lot of... Well, here's the thing. I subscribe. I pay $12.95 a month to get Sirius online. I don't have like the radio. But the thing is, there's not... I don't know if it's limited because... I don't know if it's limited because I don't have the radio and it's a limited amount of stuff you can hear online, or if they just have limited programming. They have a lot of, they have maybe 12 to 15 stations under each music, under like the rock category. They
Sorry, I'm a child, and when you say the rock category, I'm thinking Dwayne Johnson saying, "You smell what I'm cooking?"
On the hot stove.
Yeah.
And but in like the talk category, they don't have much. They have like two stations. They have a right-wing station and a left-wing station.
That's the problem with anything. That's the problem with anything. I mean, even XM is the same way. What does XM actually has a comedy station. But their comedy station...
They have three comedy stations on Sirius. Raw Dog.
Oh, sick.
Which is uncensored comedy. And I swear to you, I'm not even joking.
It's all Brown Lodge
style? I'm not even joking. I put it on last night, and there's a guy saying... White people was mad when they acquitted OJ. I was just like, come on. First of all, was mad. Like,
what's the punchline? Sounds like a good joke.
And then the other part of the joke was...
By the way, in the chat room, Vanessa's saying that they're definitely more serious shows than what they offer online.
Oh, okay. There you go. Yeah, plus, I hate the quality. It streams at 32 kilobytes.
I couldn't imagine that anyone who's listening to Sirius is listening to anything but Howard. That surprises me.
I didn't get it for Howard. I listened to Howard the other day because I remembered I had it. But I got it for First Wave, the new wave station.
For your online dance parties that you've been having?
Yes.
Good stuff. Like I said, I mean, they have comedy stations, but I would say the majority of the comedy stations that they're going to have, they're just going to play like records. They're going to play stand-up records. Like they're going to play a George Carlin album. They're going to play an Eddie Murphy album. That's what I imagine comedy records are going to do. Comedy records, comedy stations on is going to do. Most talk radio people, I mean, outside of Stern, ONA, Ron and Fez, I can't think who else does like a live show, a live talk show like that on XM. I'm sure this like
is no Mark and Brian.
Are Mark and Brian on there? I don't see that thing. I don't know if you're joking or not. Sure. I have no idea.
Are they even on the air anymore?
I'm sure they probably are on
somewhere
on Sirius 672 or whatever channel they could be on. I really don't know. For someone who has so much of an interest in radio, I have no idea what's going on with it. I know that if there's an AM and an FM that I use, and then there's an XM you can use, and that's about all I know.
I like hearing. See, there's a lot of channels that will play music. Like, obviously, there's tons of internet radio stations that will play music, and there's the music choice channels. On like if you have cable, you probably have those two anyway, right?
I got it on XM. XM, you actually get it's same as like you're saying. I assume like the online, it's only a limited collection of the stations that you get. But I mean, we can get a good 40 or 50 channels.
So when are Ron and Fez on?
Ron and Fez are on Monday
in the afternoon, right?
Monday through Friday, live 12 to 3 p.m.
When you're home at that time, do you ever listen to them?
No, I do not.
Okay.
They're an explicit show, and I have a 2-year-old daughter, so I could never play them in the house. I have to listen to them when I'm on the road.
And that guy uses the F word like oxygen.
There's definitely a lot of cursing, and so it's a filthy show. Like I said, it's not really a filthy show. There's cuss words. That's all.
But there's a lot of stations that will play music. Maybe even better choices than like say specifically I wanted it for the New Wave channel, then like that channel will play. I like the idea of having DJs talk to you. I just enjoy it more.
You want me to talk to you? I can give you a call and make believe I'm your DJ. Yeah. Hey, what's up, everybody? This is the new one from Rocket from the Crypt. It's called Millennium Gumbo.
So all you needed to do was choose like a new wave band out of the air, and you came up with like some rockabilly surf band.
Wait, okay, no. So you want a new wave? All right, hold on. Hey, everybody. You're listening to the soothing sounds here on Hits 108. Coming up next, we got Limp Bizkit.
There you go.
The Nookie here on Rock 108.
you changed it. The station got bought mid-sentence.
And I said, hey, what did I say? You listen on one. Oh, easy. It went from easy 108 to Rock 108.
It went from hits 108 to Rock 108.
Well, no, you were hits with the rock. hold on. This now
you got hit with the rock.
You want to do some? You want to do some more? I got a one. What's the name of the station? Let's talk about this. I'll be the guy talking to you between
first wave. First wave.
All right. Hey everybody, you're listening to First Wave. This is the fresh sounds here on 108, the First Wave. Coming up next, we got Young Bloods with Chop Chop. I'm good, right? I hit the post.
Why
I don't
is
know.
That something you even have?
Because one of the guys shot somebody a couple months back. We actually talked about it on the show. That's the only reason I have it. Anyway.
Yeah, but so...
For the record, I could sit here. Whoa, I just totally ripped everything out. Sorry. I could totally sit here not even being on the air, and I could play the radio host show, and I could just sit here and play music and want to hit the post. That, to me, would be the most fun in the entire world. I could do that for a whole show. And by a whole show, I mean a weekend. Like from Friday till the following, you know, Monday.
That's what I do at home when I play music.
Like to your girlfriend, you actually like...
I turn around and I say, hey, baby, you remember this classic?
You remember this one from last weekend when I played it for you, don't you? Be sure to tip the Tudor girls so they're out there for you.
The Shooter girls.
No, I'd rather have the Tudor girls.
They give lessons.
I had a... This is the stuff that to me is so much fun to do that we sit and giggle to each other, but it sounds horrible when you listen back to it, just us laughing like morons.
And it usually ends up sending the whole thing into that...
The downward spiral? Yeah. when we were in between shows, when we had just finished up doing the Brown Lodge, we weren't doing it anymore, and we were just starting to do Best in Show, just going through the planning stage of doing Best in Show, you were still doing your New Wave
show. Sunday School.
Sunday School on our old station. And basically, you had a whole shtick of like being that radio guy and like hitting the post and stuff. I thought it was awesome. I love that
stuff. Because I got bored one day doing the regular show. But I don't remember my name.
I think you still called yourself 100K, didn't you?
Oh yeah.
It was Sunday School.
I thought I got a stupid name.
Yeah, no, it was real and important. By the way, I don't know if we ever pointed out last week the big picture that's next to you. That's Cole Trickle. I just wanted to point out Cole Trickle, the greatest man who ever lived in America.
Before you get to Cole Trickle, speaking of movies.
Yeah, we could wait. We could talk about Cole Trickle a little bit later. That's fine.
Speaking of movies and new wave music, I finally watched the Pretty in Pink DVD last night.
Yeah, you were saying you posted something about this on the message board. What exactly? By the way, if you haven't checked out the message board, you need to. bestinshowradio.com. Click on forum. Go there. You could watch people fight with each other viciously, tooth and nail. It's good stuff. It keeps my week entertaining when I have the spare seconds here and there from work to go see who's fighting with who. It cracks me up. I love it. I love everybody, by the way, mind you. The reason I don't get involved in the fights is because I got no problem with anybody. I love that everyone cares enough about this show to get all wound up about it. I think that's awesome.
Even Willie Stargell apparently is a fan.
Yeah, it's amazing. It's amazing.
So, I put in the disc last night, finally. I bought it a couple months ago. The Pretty in Pink, Everything's...
Sorry. I read the chat room a little late. Vito requested Boogeyman a little while ago.
The Everything's Ducky DVD edition, and it's supposedly, and it says featuring The Lost Dance, the original ending.
Yeah, we talked, I think we actually talked about this, about how I thought it was insane that you could have had this.
Well, you've brought it up a bunch of times. Have I watched it yet?
Yeah, like the fact that you have this packaged DVD that you bought with this crazy, like, unseen, oh my god, here's the ending that everyone's been waiting for type thing, sitting in your house, and you kept it there like a present that you wanted to wait for that special day. So I'm assuming that special day came.
It was last night. Yeah, well, the thing is, apparently that's the first ending they shot. And then they showed it to test audiences, and in the first ending...
I wish we had some of that music.
You don't have OMD in there?
No, like the boom, 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 boom. That's not that. It's actually the end of 16 Candles music that I'm thinking of.
Good enough.
It's kind of the
you
same
don't have
thing
it anyway.
But no, I have it like this.
So in the original ending, I really thought you were going to keep it up. In the original ending, Molly Ringwald ends up with could you lower that? It's kind of annoying. She ends up with Ducky, the character played by John Cryer, as opposed to the regular ending of the movie.
John Cryer's hiding out.
I was going to go into the whole thing again of saying no, he's not. But we were just going to repeat the same fight.
It's a good show. It's a good show that we do sometimes.
Great show.
And we just sit here and giggle to ourselves like idiots, making ourselves laugh. I love it.
So, in this version... So apparently that's the first version they filmed, and then they showed it to test audiences made up of like teenage girls, and they were all mad because they all wanted her to be with Andrew McCarthy at the end. So Andrew McCarthy said he was doing a play in New York. It was like almost a year later, and they called him and said, "We have to reshoot the ending of the movie." So Andrew McCarthy's actually wearing a wig in that last scene, that prom scene, because he had shaved his head. He was playing a soldier in a play. So when he flew back to California to film it, they put like a wig on him. Now that I watched it last night, it's the most ridiculous thing in the world when you see him wearing this wig. It looks nothing like the hair he has in the rest of the movie.
I have to watch that.
But so anyway, there's this little feature about it. You know, they're talking about, you know, why they changed the ending, and then it ends. And I'm like, wait, so where is it then? So I go online and I find out that the reason it's called The Lost Dance is because apparently they lost the print almost 20 years ago to that ending. So they advertised this DVD featuring the original, featuring The Lost Dance, the original ending. Exactly. Okay. So basically, they could have called it, they could have wrote featuring six alternative endings. And then they could have said...
What do you mean by six alternative endings?
Then it could have said featuring six alternative endings, right? Wow, look at that. I'm going to buy it. I want to see them all. Then you put it on, and they say, "Hi, welcome to Six Alternative Endings, a featurette where we discuss the movie Pretty in Pink." Like, they named it The Lost Dance, the original ending. They named that featurette so they can sell it as if that was the movie, as if it was included on the DVD.
That's honestly the craziest thing I've ever heard in my life.
It's in 2006. I'm a male, 32 years old, and I'm complaining about the end of Pretty in Pink not being on a DVD
I
bought 2 months ago.
I got to be honest. I am kind of taken aback by it and blown away and a little disappointed because I was actually going to buy it. And I'm not a big, you know...
By the way, it's worth seeing John Hughes with the most horrendous mullet ever during the filming of the movie. I always got it in my head that John Hughes was like this cool guy. He's got the worst haircut you've ever seen in it.
This cool 40-year-old guy that was obsessed with making movies about teenagers. I'm sure he must be really
cool. He was
cool.
like that guy Larry Clark, but like the light version. Larry Clark that made Bully and Kids. And...
Exactly what I think when I think Larry Clark is cool. That's the first word that leaps to mind every time. Right after pedophile, I think cool.
Yeah, he's a creep.
He was on.
He's the guy that complained that the shot of Bijou Phillips in her underwear, they didn't zoom in on her crotch enough, and he wanted it refilmed.
So hot. Could you blame him though?
I guess that's from Bully. Yeah, well, it must be from Bully. I don't know if she was in any of his.
What
other movies.
New video game on PlayStation 2?
That's not related to that movie, is it?
No, it's got nothing to do with it.
Have you ever seen that movie?
I've seen bits and pieces.
That movie's
seen the whole movie.
Based on a true story.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, it was. But it was an Iranian kid. It wasn't like Nick Stahl, the skinny white kid that plays him in the movie. It was this Iranian guy that, and apparently, like they made him out to be a lot. He wasn't as bad in the movie as he was. Like really, like this dude used to sit outside of his house. And there was like a special school for like mentally challenged kids, and he would sit outside of his house, and when they walked by, he'd fire footballs at their heads when they passed his house going to school.
What a little prince! It sounds
so
awesome.
This is the guy that raped the girl that they murdered.
It's a good time. It's good, happy.
It's not in the movie. They wanted to make him more of like a good guy that was just like he was a bad boy that went a little too far, and then they stabbed him. Kind of a horrible movie.
Speaking of, dude, what is on your shirt underneath you?
Oh, I got stabbed.
Okay, because I'm looking at your shirt and it just I see red splatters on your T-shirt. The top. Oh, okay, Ben Sherman. Okay, Ben Sherman obviously is splattered red.
Did you get stabbed? Oh, Ben Sherman. All right.
Awesome. I do want to get. I do want to talk about Bully and video games and stuff. But we'll talk about that a little bit later.
I thought you wanted to talk about the movie Bully. I was going to say, really?
No, absolutely not.
What other movies did that guy make? Do you know? I never saw Kids. I don't care.
He did Kids. He did. He didn't do Gummo, did he? That wasn't him. It's the same style as Gummo, but I don't think that was him.
You know what? I haven't thought of that title until you just said it for years. I don't even know what it is.
I think of...
Isn't it
Chloe Sevigny is in, other than Brown Bunny, I think that Larry Clark did.
He did American Psycho? Too.
Yes, I think he did.
Which I love, by the way.
It's a great movie. It's a great movie.
The book was horrendous, but the movie was great.
You made me look twice at the book and think that maybe it wasn't so amazing. Why don't you IMDb him, see what you can get on him?
All right.
Did that computer ever turn on the way it was supposed
to? It's going slow because there's this annoying... Yeah, I'm actually in the chat room, but there's this annoying software update that's still happening. That's my fault for using Firefox, though.
Oh, dude, it's been that long since you've used Firefox on that thing? Because that software update happened like like 2 weeks ago, three weeks ago?
Oh, don't they constantly happen? It's probably a new one, I figured.
I have no idea.
Firefox starring Jan Michael Vincent. Or Angelina Jolie, depending on which one.
Wasn't there a TV show Firefox, too?
I thought it was a movie.
We've had this exact same conversation on our old show. I know we have. I'm going to stop it. I'm going to nip it in the bud right here, now.
We probably didn't get to finish it, though.
Okay, then the winner is me. So what happened with Larry Clark? I mean, with Michael Clark Duncan?
What? Who is that? Is that somebody from Lost?
Well, Larry Clark is the...
Clark is...
And Michael Clark Duncan is the big guy from Green Mile, the gigantic guy, right?
Oh, okay, that guy.
He's a big UFC fan.
Is he?
We'll get into that in a little bit too.
I went looking for that last night.
What do you mean?
I went looking to see it on, so I maybe have an idea of what's going on when you talk about it.
Do you know?
All I saw was TNA wrestling.
You know what I thought at one point last night? I thought, yo, I should call him and tell him to watch it. Last week they actually had the
Isn't it on Spike every Saturday?
They had no, it's not every Saturday. They had the free one on last Saturday, and I was going to call you and tell you to watch that because whenever I want to talk about it, you always just kind of look at me like, yeah, whatever, you're not interested. I'll get into it today because I know you didn't watch it last night again, but it's an interesting little thing.
Harmony Korine, the guy that wrote Kids, directed Gummo.
Okay, so I knew there was some sort of connection. I thought it was the same guy though that directed both.
I don't know.
You should talk in the mic when you want to talk. It's a little better.
Did Larry? No, forget it. I answered my own question. I thought he did that movie Elephant, but that was
the song by Weston.
The guy with the big hair. What's his name? The big white hair.
Albert Einstein.
Gus. No, The Bride of Frankenstein is what I was thinking of.
She doesn't have white hair. That's just a streak, bro. Those are just highlights.
Gus Van Zandt.
On that fantastic note, I don't know if you've noticed, there's a satellite uplink that's up. We take you now to a special report from our senior news analyst, Vanessa Cheatwood. I was letting the song get to me a little too far that I should lower it down. I should actually make an abridged version where it like blends out nice because I feel so bad when I hit stop on that song every week. Hey, Vanessa, what's going on? Hopefully the phone's working.
I was actually dancing during...
I got to say, man, you cut stuff off a little too soon sometimes. Sometimes I'm really feeling it and then it's like, blah.
Oh, sorry, hold on.
Now I got to dance.
But here's the thing, when you say, now I gotta dance, and there's a camera on you, you usually should dance. Now you're actually paying off.
Like I'm not?
See, now you don't think this is hinging on that maybe it's been on too long?
Okay, okay. It was just so abrupt.
And it's so abrupt there again. Hey, Vanessa, what's going on?
Wait, was he dancing just now?
Yeah, he was. I thought I was the one dancing when I'm looking on the camera, but he was doing like the cool guy standing by the bar with a drink in his hand, like bopping his head.
No way.
Dance.
I was letting the music.
So hot.
I was letting the music move me.
I love that so hot.
I had my shoulders going.
Yeah, you seem like it was. If you would have threw a snap in with it, like, you know, you seem more like it was just like a head bop.
I was doing the wow. I can't even believe what this music's doing to me right now.
I didn't intend.
Was he biting his lower lip?
I didn't know you could see that from the camera. It's hot. Yeah, you know, it was almost like you were saying, I don't really want to dance, but it's happening. I'm being forced to.
I don't want to preempt Vanessa's report anymore, but I got to say, I was watching the Mets play the Braves in Atlanta late in the season, and they do that tomahawk chop.
And Carlos Delgado was at the plate, and you just couldn't control yourself and started dancing, looking at him standing there.
With my shirt on. So they're doing the tomahawk chop, right? With the organ player's playing the boom, 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 and they're doing the. So right, and so there's this dude, this total hipster guy, right, with his little beard and his Death Cab for Cutie shirt on or whatever, and everyone's doing this, and I guess like that was a little too politically incorrect for him. He didn't want to do the tomahawk chop, but he stood there like with his hands in his pockets, moving back and forth, like letting everyone know, I can feel the music. I'm just not going to go there with that thing.
It's pretty good.
He's our guest next week.
Awesome! I can't wait for him to get here.
Non-chopping guy. And with that segue.
So non-chopper, how do you feel about non-chopping? Awesome. Any other interesting things happening in the world other than non-chopping guy being on our show next week?
Well, we're having a good time. We're all laughing. But this week gave us unprecedented violence in the form of riots, shootings, and armed robberies. Not just in the war-torn Middle East or on the Best in Show message board, but outside of Best Buys and Walmarts across America with the release of the Sony PlayStation 3. For those of you who might not be aware, living under a rock or on another planet, a PlayStation is not a time-traveling machine or a cure for major diseases. It is a video game platform. It plays games. This version also accesses the internet and plays DVDs. So video games take the whole world and squash it down into a television screen. Instead of going outside and throwing an actual ball, children and adults sit inside and use a gaming system to make a pixelated guy throw a ball. The gaming companies spend millions of dollars trying to make the pixelated guy and the pixelated ball look as much like a real guy and a real ball as possible. The PlayStation 3 is allegedly the most realistic interactive fake world inside the television to date. The American hunger for cutting-edge graphics is so profound that shoppers slept for days outside electronics stores in hopes of obtaining one of these magic devices. In some cities, the number of people waiting outnumbered the number of machines available by 5-1, resulting in riots, stampedes, and injuries as fanatics trampled their fellow man in their quest for the latest in gaming potential. More industrious and less law-abiding citizens chose to allow others to wait in line and to then liberate the shoppers of their systems in the parking lots with the use of firearms. Individuals who refused to hand over the goods were shot or beaten. Still others stayed home and waited for the machines to appear on eBay, where thousands of consoles are available for double and triple the already staggering retail price of $600. These lazy spendthrifts are perhaps most aligned with the manufacturer's dreams and wishes that we will all stay home staring at screens all the time and be willing to pay 2 and 3 times what we should for products and services. It is the goal of video game companies to prevent anyone in the world from actually going outside or using their own imaginations ever again, and companies like Sony will not rest until every man, woman, and child weighs in excess of 500 pounds. We'll no longer be able to locomote under our own power, and we will all be confined to wheelchairs. Sony will make $1 billion on a new gaming wheelchair with built-in catheter. The wheelchairs will have television screens mounted on them and be controlled by the power of our minds as we stare slack-jawed and drooling at the pixelated men shooting the pixelated guns at the pixelated monsters. With an exciting look at the future of gaming, I'm Vanessa Cheatwood.
I've got to be quite honest with you. That whole wheelchair thing actually sounds so appealing to me. Catheters, oh, awesome. Well, you're not into catheters? You don't like the idea of being stretched out and popped.
Ew, what does that even mean?
It was never even as bad as it got until you just said that.
Catheters, generally, when you put them in, it's a they put them in, they shove it in, and then they inflate the balloon inside and pop it out.
Why don't we do this on a different show, one where you're alone and I'm nowhere near you?
You don't like how the video game conversation just immediately went to catheter talk in one quick moment?
Didn't a guy get shot for his place in line?
Well, that's what she's. I mean, mm-hmm. Yeah, that's. I know.
Which is the funniest thing in the world because, like, when these people show up and they're like, "Hey, who shot the guy that was first in line?" Some guy's sitting there going, "I don't know.
I'm first now. I don't know. I was second. Some guy came here and shot him. I came up." Then the guy that was second. I mean, the guy that was third now turns around behind him. Hey, no, that was me. He turns around, and shoots him. I don't even. By the way, it's very wrong of us that we're assuming what the guy's voice sounds like and say, "Hey, I don't know."
I wasn't doing a racial thing. I was going, I don't know.
Okay. Just making sure.
Racist.
That's me then. I'm the one that was doing that. Yeah, I mean, I just don't understand even the desire anymore. Again, I guess it's now to the point that I'm officially old that I don't even understand wanting video games anymore.
I can't bring myself to spend the money and then not have the time to play it.
I bought PlayStation 2. I mean, my wife bought me PlayStation 2 for, I don't remember if it was a birthday or Christmas.
Who'd she kill?
A few years back. Yeah, she shot a couple of people. No, two. You didn't kill people for that. You only maimed them to get PlayStation 2.
It only required a knife, some minor exactly. Slashing.
Exactly. Yeah, the PlayStation 3 is the big scary one now. But, yeah, I mean, like, I still get every year, I still buy the Madden game every year. And I say, yeah, I'm going to play the whole season into a franchise and waste 40 hours of my life doing it. And I usually play, like, two games and then never play it again and it just collects dust. I actually was thinking about this weekend saying, yeah, I should play that again. And then remembered, wait, I have not even a minute of my life to breathe and I'm not working. But regardless of all that, like, I don't see $600 for a unit, first of all. That's crazy. But I really don't see killing someone for a game unit. It's just the most insane thing ever.
This happened all over America. Like, in various cities, people really were trampled. People were robbed. People were shot.
These trials have to be on court TV.
Trampling, and even rioting, I understand. And robbing, I understand. I understand these things. Don't get me wrong. When I say I understand, it's not that I think, oh, that's
great.
You're
not that shocked by it.
Yeah. That doesn't blow me away. Killing someone for a video game unit.
Taking your gun to the store because you may have problems getting one?
For a $600 thing. Like, granted, it's a lot of money for a gaming unit, but it's $600. Is $600 really worth killing somebody for? Don't get me wrong. I used to be a cab driver. I know that there are guys who have been killed for, you know, $80. You know, I mean, it happens. But it's just that's craziness. Although,
total
if the
craziness.
Although
the wheelchairs and the catheters, you're for, but killing somebody, you're against.
Yes, I'm against death unless it's done by a pixelated guy on a pixelated screen.
The catheter is not going to help you. You're still going to have to get up unless you make your.
I love you desperately. I hate more than anything people who chew and talk at the same time. It's making me insane listening to you listen to sugar daddies.
Sugar babies.
Sorry.
Yeah, I was going to ask, are you two eating while you're on the air?
I tried one.
Again?
I tried one at the beginning of the show. We actually stopped at the store on the way to the show today to pick up some things that we'll discuss in a little bit. And while we were online, there were some the sugar daddies were right at the counter, I think during our Halloween show.
Sugar babies.
Sorry. Sugar babies were at that. Is your pet peeve people who say the wrong product name over
and
over?
No, you just get me in the mood for sugar daddies. Stop.
But yeah,
they taste so different.
While we were online, they had sugar babies there, and we talked about them on the Halloween show, that they're one of Keith's favorites, so we got them.
They taste square as opposed to pieces.
Oh, good. But I tasted one, and it was horrible.
It's great.
It's a maple flavored jelly bean. I can't even take it. It's so delicious. But
it's got that waxy coating that you have to break through too.
No, it really tastes just like a jelly bean. It tastes like a maple-flavored jelly bean to me.
I think you're thinking of Good and Plenty. Ugh, oh. Those are gross.
I love
little capsules.
Good and Fruity.
Anyone want some? I just went to the pharmacy. Want some candy?
Yes. Oh, wait. But, yeah.
Well, here's the other part of the reason why people were robbing. I think there were only 400,000 consoles available at all. And potentially, you know, a million people who wanted one. So everybody thinks that they're going to make, like, their fortune or at least a tidy profit by selling the machine that they got their hands on.
I also don't understand that. That's just crazy. If a product's not ready to be rolled out, then don't roll it out. Don't half roll it out.
That's is that accept? Sony. Is a PlayStation 3 accepted as bail?
Maybe.
Yeah, I shot the guy. Could you let me out here? You could hold my place. No, he wouldn't hold that. He would like sell
cold.
It. Yeah, he would sell.
Not
it.
Not even you can have it.
Well, no, it's only bail.
Well, that's
you
true,
get
your
bail
true,
back.
Yeah.
As long as you appear, he's a. He wouldn't be able to do that, though, because then when he was out, what would he play? That's the whole point. Like, he'd be upset. He would sell it on eBay and use that as bail before putting the device up.
How many nonviolent...
I hate you. I absolutely...
No, it could be heard. I apologize.
Yeah, he can't stop. He's addicted to sugar daddy babies over here. He's hooked to his baby daddy sugar.
How many people that were nonviolent robbers said, oh, you got the PlayStation? Let me see that.
Again, I don't. I think it's just a symptom of me being older again. That I don't see the allure. I don't see the thing of getting a brand new game system. Like,
and didn't like Nintendo just put something out the same week? The Nintendo Wii or Y or something?
Yeah.
WII.
Yeah. WII.
Is it the same thing? Is it a big game system?
Yeah, it's a game system. PlayStation 3 is the big one though. But Xbox 360. Came out 6 months ago, maybe. That was supposed to be the big thing. Oh, my God, it's going to be bigger than PlayStation 3. It's huge. You know what they did? They made enough of them so people don't have to die to buy them. It's just crazy considering it's just, you know, it's a couple of chips and some plastic that probably cost about $20-$30 to make and that they, you know, they wind up charging you so much money for it. It's, I don't know.
Kind of like our best in show.
They're actually losing money on these first ones.
Whoa, what do you mean they're losing money on these first ones? The
first 400,000 Sony's losing money on. The cost of the development went over budget. So.
Right on. I'm just thinking manufacturing, not thinking about all the development that went into it. This has actually been developed for years.
They'll get it back.
You think? I think
by the time our show is over, they'll get it back.
I think Sony's going to go under. I think the company's done for. Yeah,
somebody has one listed on eBay right now for $1 million.
Awesome. How many people have been on it so far?
Nobody. It says make eBay history. Like, by what? Being the biggest retard that ever, like, bought anything on eBay?
Make eBay history. Be the biggest rube ever.
Yeah. Guns are a lot cheaper anyway.
If you go to other items by that seller, underneath it is Brooklyn Bridge is the other thing that the person's selling.
Yeah.
Either that or some kid's bike.
Oh, Vito's asking in the chat room, what's the buy it now price on that if it's being bid on for $1 million? Buy it
well,
now.
Well, for $1 million, they are offering free shipping.
Oh, well, I didn't think that.
The best is they're probably not even going to send it.
Yeah, as soon as...
Because eBay doesn't care.
As soon as someone bids on it, he says, all right, as soon as I get one, I'll send it to you.
Should be about 6 to 8 months.
6 to 8 months or two.
No, free shipping was only for the 6 to 8 month shipping.
I'll get it to you in 6 to 8 months or as soon as that gun that I just bid on gets to me and I can shoot somebody to get one for you.
I'm going to sell one for $2 million and I'm going to tell the $1 million guy, don't sell that yet.
Awesome. Well, didn't someone do some crazy experiment on eBay a couple, like, maybe like a year ago? A guy, it started with, like, a ball of lint or something that he wanted to trade. It wasn't eBay. It was, like, some sort of trading
site. It wasn't eBay. It was One Red Paperclip, I think.
That's it.
The website.
And the guy apparently got to the point that he actually got a house for it.
Mm-hmm.
Via trade. That's just...
Yeah, he traded. He traded things, starting with One Red Paperclip. I don't know. It's dumb. I'm not sure why anybody did it.
Yeah, because at some point, he gained some popularity, and that's when the uneven trades and his advantage probably started happening.
Was that a thing through him that he did? Not to totally sidetrack the entire conversation. Is there an actual, like, a trading site like that, that you could just trade stuff? And stuff
up... Didn't he, like, go around... Vanessa, maybe you know, didn't he go around and, like, you know, kind of travel with this?
He did. He went around and made deals and made offers.
So he was a trader. It wasn't that it was like a trading website that this all revolved around. I love the idea of a trading website where it's actual like barter. You know, barter.com.
There is one.
Is there?
Actually, in our area here, they have something called called Freebay, which is just people trade things or just give things away. So, like, I have I have this thing that I don't want, and what else can I get for it?
Hippie.
But all barter and all for free.
I got to get into that. I think I got to check out Freebay. That seems like maybe the greatest idea in the world. The best idea since a red paperclip.
Mm-hmm.
Awesomeness. I'm big into it. I just don't know. Back to where we're at with these video games. These kids today with them newfangled systems and shooting. I don't get it. I just don't understand. Like I said, it's, you know, I guess I shouldn't be surprised. People kill each other for shoes too.
This is like high definition gaming system, right? Yeah, you can use component cables to hook it up. And
you're speaking Greek to me. I have absolutely no idea. I know nothing. I know about electric, and I know about phones. I don't know nothing about like high def or any of that sort of stuff. Someone was trying to explain to me the other day that all channels have to be high def at some point, like within the next couple of years. I don't even know what any of that means. Does that mean my regular TV won't work anymore, or does that mean my regular TV will look better?
You would need a high definition TV either way to get the broadcast.
Yeah, it won't affect your TV. It won't look better unless you have the proper receiver.
It just means if you have a high definition TV. Yeah, go ahead.
These new PlayStations, they have the new DVD graphic thing in them. The Blu-ray,
Blu-ray,
I think it's called.
Yeah.
Yeah, and a standalone Blu-ray DVD player costs like $800. And these have them in it. So if you do it that way, it's a bargain.
I don't even understand what you guys are talking about. Blu-ray?
That's like high definition DVDs they have now.
I got the Cyber Home DVD player.
I do as well. I don't think that $25 one.
I paid $30 for it. That's what I'm into.
I got mine on eBay for $50.
Awesome. You made eBay history. Awesome. I feel bad for everybody who's dying for their PlayStation because it's a game that you're going to play in, you know, in 6 months when Xbox 490 comes out or the Nintendo Sexbox 31.
I own stock in Atari. I'm still waiting for them to come out with the big one.
Oh, you wait for the 2601? That's going to be awesome. Combat is going to look so much more lifelike.
Where do you see tanks but no tanks? Or the Journey escape game.
Fantastic. Killing me and killing people with video games. I just don't even get it. I don't know. As always, Vanessa, fantastically sensual and something report. I don't even, I can't, sometimes, at, you know, at the end of the show.
Yeah, there's nothing sexier than people getting killed for PlayStation.
Here's the thing. At the end of the show every week, I put like a description on our podcast of, you know, like, hey, this is the crazy thing for today's show. This is the nutty thing. This is the that. And for some reason, I always have to try and search for an adjective that doesn't necessarily apply to whatever it is. So for some reason, this was a sensual report to me this week.
Was.
It's good stuff.
That's awesome.
Sexy. Awful sexy.
It is sexy.
As always, like I said, a fantastically something report. Insert supple adjective here. There you go. A fantastically supple report this week. Killing in the name of video. Killing in the name of pixels. Isn't that a Rage Against the Machine song? I'm a huge, huge fan.
All right, guys.
Rock.
I'm going. Goodbye.
I love that it's come to the point that I just don't know how to end. I don't know when to end phone calls anymore. It's always anticlimactic and weird, like, and it just gets to the point that Vanessa's like, all right, you guys suck. I'm leaving.
I'm going to watch TV.
Okay, I'm going. Bye.
Bye.
Awesome.
Because you wait for something else to happen, and I don't know what that is.
No, someone talked to me earlier and talked about wanting to do... Oh, by the way, that was really awkward and uncomfortable the way that ended. That's what I'm saying.
You wait for something else to happen. You, like, wrap it up, like, all right, thanks, and then you just, like, sit there waiting for something. So she's like, and I'm not going
to
help you.
I was just going to say, maybe you seem to have this... You have it all squared away. Maybe you should really help me help a brother out.
Bro, you're behind the wheel.
Life's a highway. I'm behind the wheel all night long.
Didn't you see that I am your co-pilot?
What? I got an instant message from someone earlier, someone that wanted to talk about video game stuff, and I was looking to go respond to that person and say, hey, you know, now that you know, now would probably be the opportune time for you to either comment or call or something like that. That person just isn't around right now. I don't even understand what happened.
Happens.
Good.
People are places, then they're not.
Video games, you know what I'm saying? It's all video games.
I don't know what you're saying, bro.
Yeah, so I was thinking about combat, because you just brought combat up.
The old TV show with Vic Morrow?
No, that honestly used to be my favorite video game. Well, the Atari 2600 used to come with it. Did you have an Atari 2600? Oh, that's right. You were an Intellivision nerd. You were a snob with your ColecoVision and Intellivision.
I had the Atari module to add on to the ColecoVision.
Oh, sorry, fancy pants.
Yeah. Maybe if I had come to your house, eaten some government cheese, played Atari 2600. What happened? Are we off the air?
No, I had a call coming in. It was flashing on my screen that it was coming in, but there was no ring on the phone, so I got a little confused by it. Hey, you're on Best in Show, person who I was talking about a couple of minutes ago that signed off of Instant Messenger.
Hi, it's me.
Oh, hi, person who got off Instant Messenger.
Hi, that's me.
Hey, person. Hi, it's me, person who got off Instant Messenger. All right, I'll stop doing that now. What's going on, dude? You said you wanted to talk about video games?
Yeah, I figured I would start the holiday season shopping early. Do you hear this beeping?
I was going to say, first thing first, could you stop talking into the megaphone? Let's take you down just a notch. No, I don't hear any beeping.
I keep hearing a beep. I don't know what it is.
I have no idea what it is. Sorry, it's me, dude. I fat fingered it. I'm being a jerk.
Now you're a jerk.
Now I am, as if I wasn't a jerk before this.
I've given you the benefit of the doubt over the past 12 years.
12 years? Really? I've known you 12 years?
94.
Wow. I am so old. Anyway, sorry. I don't mean to get sidetracked with the fact that I'm an old guy. Old and beaten down. Only the corpse of a rebel. Ashes of dreams and bloodstained streets. So what's up? You have you're into video games? You like them? You heard the report on video games and now you want to buy a video game?
Yes. Actually, I've already bought four.
For what kind of video games?
Well, they're PlayStation 2 games if they're available on every console.
Oh, you were being serious that you really bought four games and you want to talk about them. Okay, that's a
yeah, sure. I figured I'd help the holiday shoppers out there buy their loved ones something that they might enjoy.
Hold on, let me throw in some theme music for this.
Oh, please.
Sorry, it was the only thing that I had readily available. So what's up? What's on Vito's holiday shopping list? I smell
the
recurring
first
bit.
Thing we have here, you actually mentioned a few minutes ago. It's called Bully. Are you familiar with this?
The video game Bully you're talking about.
I've seen that movie.
It's made by Rockstar Games, who are well known for the Grand Theft Auto franchise.
I said well known for doing one thing right and making a bunch of other games that weren't as good, from what I could tell.
Yeah, I believe they did another game where you were kind of being stalked by serial killers or something. I forget the name of it.
And they did. They're the ones that did the Riot game too.
Right. You had that, didn't you?
I may or may have had a bootlegged version of it that I don't have anymore. It was like Mission Kill the World or something. What the hell was in the
game?
Yeah,
it was awful.
Yeah, it was horrendous.
However, it was called Get Your
Bully
PlayStation 3.
Is very, very good. you like that segue?
Yes.
No, Bully's pretty fun. It's you're basically this kid in a prep school, kind of there against your will because your mom married some rich dude and she wants to bang him. So she drops you off at a prep school, and you have to kind of maneuver through like the cliques and do these little missions. And it's kind of fun. It was supposed to be very controversial because a lot of people thought it was going to inspire Columbine-like violence. But, you know, first of all, I'm an adult, and I don't know how many adults, you know, buy video games, but I imagine a lot since they have the disposable income. But it's just a lot of fun. It's just, how do I put it?
But I mean, the way that everything that I read about it suggested to me that it was Grand Theft Auto in a prep school. Is that sort of accurate?
With slingshots instead of guns.
Okay, but same.
You know what I mean? Like, I think you can actually drive a car around town, but you're more than likely going to be driving your bicycle.
But
so it's got the same engine, like the same
gaming engine or whatever, right? So it's the same mission driven first person running
exactly.
around doing stuff thing. Okay,
exactly.
And you love it.
I would probably rank this like an A, maybe an A minus.
I think that would be a grade, but it's all good to me. I'm going to rank this A.
I rank it.
I'm going
two stars.
To assign it a number of B.
Perfect.
There you go.
And could you rename your character and change his clothes? That's all I care about.
No, you cannot.
I'm not buying it.
Okay. However, there is a game that you can do that with, and it's called
Pants.
SmackDown versus Raw 2007.
They've been doing the same gimmick over and over again. It's, the last one was pretty great. How are they going to outdo this? Have they outdone
it? Well, this one you can actually play a lot more than just singles and tag team matches online. You can actually do some of the main event matches online. And that's definite positive. However, the controller that they've used for the past 4 or 5 games has now been changed into the most intricate and most difficult thing to remember when you're playing. Where you're using the R3 button, which is the right analog stick.
R3, so, R3 is the one that you use for... That's hit stick in Madden, right?
Yes.
Yeah, okay. I mean, I like the idea of a good wrestling game where you can create... I never did the online thing. I never played the online wrestling stuff. I did online wrestling. We've talked about LARPing in the past, but I never really got into playing any of the PlayStation games online. Maybe I'm gonna have to get it now and I'll try it.
I thought you actually got the last one and you just threw it against the wall.
Yeah, no, I got it. I enjoyed the game. It was a terrific game. There was nothing wrong with it. I just never I never played it online. I never play against people online. There was never football was the only thing that I ever did online with people. And I guess Tony Hawk was a big thing that we did online.
I will tell you the best thing about this game. Do you remember when we were doing general manager mode where we were going head-to-head with different shows?
Yes.
Okay.
Where, like, two idiots, Vito and I, sat in my living room for hours assigning what matches were going to happen, but not actually playing the matches. Not actually having the guys...
simulating matches that we thought were really good.
Uh-huh.
However, this one, you can actually hire writers. And, like, start up rivalries within, like...
Vanessa is so right. We're such horrible people. This pixelated world that we live in, of just, like...
All I have to say is The Sims.
Yeah, it really is. It really is. Awesome. What's the next game on your holidays must-have shopping list?
Well, the last two here are actually superhero-based games, and me being a comic book writer... on the side, you'd figure that I'd have some kind of vested interest in this. Basically, we're going to take one DC game and one Marvel game and put them head-to-head. DC put out Justice League Heroes based on their best-selling franchise of the Justice League of America, where Marvel put out, Warner Brothers Games and Snowblind Studios put out Justice League Heroes, and Activision put out Ultimate Alliance, which is basically every Marvel character you've ever seen in a world all by themselves, and DC is all Justice League-based. And hands down, Ultimate Alliance has a lot more fun involved in it, a lot more characters. And Justice League, you can only play two at a time, where you play four different characters at a time in Marvel Ultimate Alliance.
What's the gimmick, though? What's the thing? Is it a first-person thing? Is it a guy versus guy fighting, like Street Fighter?
No. It's all first-person, almost RPG.
Okay.
For both of them. Justice League here.
That's the one that has the commercial. The Marvel one's the one that has the commercial with where you have all the heroes in the world at your disposal, and they have them in, like,
exactly.
little capsules.
Yes,
and I don't mean to come off like a weird thing here, but like I'm not really all into like super people and then manness. If they had the Beyonder in it, then I'd be all for it. But other than that,
the Beyonder is not in it, but the Watcher is, and Galactus is.
Is Amazing Man in it?
No, he's not in the Justice League Heroes one.
Damn.
However, DC and Warner Brothers are developing a. Massive multiplayer online game for the DC Heroes, as well as Marvel, I believe. So I'm sure you'll be able to play with the Beyonder and with Amazing Man at some point.
He's awesome. He looks like a garbage can.
Oh, I know. You know, it's funny. Every time you talk about Amazing Man,
the Beyonder Warlock,
I almost want to call Stephen DeStefano, who is the artist of that book, and tell him to call into your show. Because
wait a second. I want to talk to the guy that drew Amazing Man. I have to find my old Amazing Mans because I know I ain't going to find them anyway. I have to find them.
There you go. There's your in right now. Talk to Vito. Get him offline. Let's get him on the show. Let's talk to him. You can talk about Amazing Man.
He's been on the show before.
No,
not me.
Wait, Vito drew Amazing Man?
So there you go. Those are four games that are probably going to be hot for the PS2 and the Xbox. They're all, I believe, on next-gen consoles, too, so...
What?
No, Vito, what is a Nintendo Wii?
The Nintendo Wii is basically a gaming console that instead of using an analog stick or a directional button to do your moves, you actually use these two controllers in your hands, and if you want to throw a punch, you actually throw a punch with it. It's almost like a motion capture thing.
See, I think I would buy that.
Why don't you put that in your pipe and smoke it, Vanessa? I'm not going to be in a wheelchair with a catheter. I'm going to be swinging in my living room.
Yeah, you can, like, if you're, like, playing, like, a samurai sword game, you use the controller like a samurai sword.
Dude, Vanessa apparently knows this guy, too. By the way, I'm looking at the chat room. Everyone knows your favorite guy in the world, and he's really apparently approachable.
Yeah, but neither of them know Amazing Man himself.
not like you do. Awesome.
But yeah, so these are four games that are probably going to be very hot this Christmas. So there you go.
Parents, check those lists.
Excellent. All right, so I guess my daughter's getting a Wii and and the Marvel...
Your daughter's lucky if she doesn't get punched when you're playing with the Wii.
No, come on, don't even say that. She knows how to block. Yeah, I'm going to get her the Wii, I'm going to get her the Marvel game, and I don't know, something else.
Bully.
No, I don't want that crap.
Oh, SmackDown?
Yeah. I'm going to do that. I'm going to create her as a wrestler, as a tiny little baby wrestler.
That's pretty good.
That'd be good
stuff. Before I head out, I just wanted to give a quick movie review, which isn't really a movie review.
Wait, hold on. Keith and I are just going to sit back and relax and enjoy the show. Go for it.
Oh, no. I just want to tell everybody that Casino Royale is as good as the hype.
I got to be honest, man.
But this is the thing that bugs me about that. I know the first Casino Royale was like a... I know it was a real book, but it was like a comedy version when they made the movie in the 60s.
Yeah, Peter Sellers and Woody Allen.
Woody Allen, yeah. But isn't it like... Are they going to start remaking each James Bond movie now? Like, are they going to make Dr. No next and then Thunderball and go in that order?
I really hope not. I think they're just going to do this one because it was the very first book.
And there was no serious...
the quote-unquote Bond treatment.
Right. Okay. Hopefully.
Hopefully
he's right.
I literally...
You can't write a good James Bond movie anymore.
I literally have seen one James Bond movie in my entire life.
No way, really?
And it was Goldfinger. That's the only one that I've seen in my entire life. Goldfinger! That's the only one that I've seen. I know nothing about James Bond. I have no interest. I don't care. I like The Man from U.N.C.L.E. better. I want nothing to do with any James Bond stuff.
It was The Man from U.N.C.L.E. is essentially James Bond with an extra guy.
That's my point. I like it better. I like that better than James Bond, because James Bond is a jerk.
Do you like The Man from U.N.C.L.E. more than I Spy?
I don't know what I Spy is. That's one that Bill Cosby was in?
Yes.
Yeah, I've never seen it. I'm contrary to popular belief, I'm not 60. When was that show on? When was that show on? Like, that show was on like the 50s or 60s, right?
Yes.
Yeah, no, I never saw it. And I'm not a big Nick at Night guy or anything
like
that.
I like The Prisoner the best out of all of them.
Yeah.
See, The Prisoner wasn't The Prisoner based on another show that was on, like Secret Agent Man?
Yeah, they never actually came out and said it because you never find out his name, but it was supposed to basically be that character in The Prisoner was the same, the Secret Agent Man.
Uh-huh.
But.
See, I'm a big Saint fan.
Nolan's.
I was going to say, yeah, Reggie Bush is awesome, dude. You got to go for those guys all the time.
Hey, Chris, did you used to watch The Equalizer?
Oh, I used to love The Equalizer. I'm not Chris, but I used to love The Equalizer.
Never saw it.
You know why I started watching The Equalizer? Because Adam Ant was on once, so I taped it. And
You're so transparent, Keith. Did you watch Miami Vice when Michael DeBar was on?
From his embarrassment as he turned away, I'm going to assume that yes is the answer.
He sang for the power station when Robert Palmer left. What do you expect?
All right, fellas, have a good day. I will talk to you next week.
Later,
thanks,
buddy.
Vito.
See you guys.
I don't even remember the Equalizer.
I got so psyched when Adam Ant was going to be on the Equalizer. He played a pimp. So I taped it, and then I started liking the show, so I started taping the show every week. It's on now all the time. I don't like it as much anymore. As a matter of fact, I saw the episode with Adam Ant, and I couldn't even get through it, so I turned it off. It's not a terrible show, but he takes care of business, the Equalizer.
I honestly don't remember anything about the show. I had no idea what it was. If you told
he
me
was,
it was...
Did you ever see The Wicker Man, but not with Nicolas Cage, the original one?
If you told me that it was Fred Dreyer and some girl running around together, I would believe that that was the same show. I have no idea what you're talking
did
about.
Did you ever see The Wicker Man? Because
no.
He was The Wicker Man,
nope.
Equalizer.
Don't watch movies, don't watch television.
He was an old English guy. Wore an overcoat. Very calm and poised.
And he equaled things out? Like he was like the commission?
Oh, yeah. He equaled it out. Big time.
He was like the commish.
I never watched the commish. I know he's the Shield.
No, I meant the commish. Wasn't the commish like a Jim Belushi movie? Didn't he do something called the commish? No, that was the principal. Forget it. I got it all mixed up.
Was there a principal too with like Tom Berenger, or was that a different movie?
I have no idea.
I think Tom Berenger also did like a tough principal movie.
No. That was the Dean of Students. That was my favorite movie. That's my favorite stuff.
That's with Jack Black, right? He teaches those kids to play guitar.
No. That's Ice-T's Rap School.
That's a show, right?
Yeah, I didn't see it. I only saw it in the like on the guide. I've never actually watched the show. Never saw that it was going to be on. Ah, man. Good stuff. There's other things.
The Substitute. Thank you, Vito. That was the movie with Tom Berenger. He wasn't even the principal. He wasn't even the principal. He was a substitute, so he was getting even less respect. Vito wrote, "That was the substitute, Keith." And his next comment is, "He was a sub." I thought that's the one where he played the janitor.
Does that mean he's like a bottom? Like he's the sub? I don't even understand it. Hey, who's this? You're on Best in Show.
Hello, Joe.
Oh, look who it is. It's our buddy Monty. How you doing, Bal?
I'm doing good.
You like that you were just Bal because you were buddy and pal all at the same time? How you doing, Bal?
Yeah. Hello, pals.
Awesome. Before I even say a word, before we even get into football, before we say anything else, did you...
GST.
I was going to say before I say a word, I was going to let people know spoiler alerts coming, but I guess we know it. I guess you did see last night's event, UFC 60-something or other, or 50-something or other, whatever the hell it was, Bad Intention, Bitter Rival, whatever it was called. I was told well in advance by our buddy Monty, I was told well in advance, GSP is going to be a lock. Before I even knew there was a lock of the week, he told me he was...
Am I your buddy?
Well, you're my Bal at the very least.
No, but I've been bragging. I've been all, you know, supercalifragilistic, extra braggadocious about GSP for the past year now.
No, yeah, you. It was you that I'm talking about. You're the one who's saying that you. As soon as that rematch comes, that's the lock. That's the big thing.
Who'd he beat?
He destroyed.
Yeah, you were talking about me. I knew it.
Yeah, that's what I
knew it. Take that message board.
Awesome. Yeah. He beat the welterweight champion of the world, the seemingly unbeatable, untouchable Matt Hughes last night. Like I said, spoiler alert. Hope you guys didn't see it yet. We're expecting it. Matt Hughes got demolished. Like it wasn't even a close fight. He just got beat up. He got beat up. He got smacked around. Got kicked in the head. It was bad news.
No, it wasn't even close. Yeah. He tried to take him down
a couple times, and it just didn't work.
GSP is just too—he's too fast. You know, I mean, something's going on. Something's going on with Matt. Something happened because the BJ Penn fight, he got destroyed for two rounds, and then he was lucky enough. BJ Penn broke his rib in the second round, so when he came out in the third round, BJ Penn had nothing. And so anyone could beat him up at that point. So I don't know. And Matt, he hasn't looked the same in the last two fights. You know, he looked kind of slow in the first round, and then after he took that Superman punch, which is great, taking his own punch. But he came out of the second round, and he was already done. He could tell that he didn't know what he was doing. His hands were down.
The entire thing is, I mean, they built him up, and even over the last – I mean, don't get me wrong. He was amazing. He was amazing for a while. He's still a great fighter. The thing is, over the last, I'd say, couple of months, they've been hinting at, all right, well, you've done everything you've needed to do in your career. Hey, why don't you beat a legend? Let's put Royce Gracie in front of you. Well, you've done everything in your career. Let's put you up against the guy that we know, you know, the guy that you know that you want to beat. Let's, and even they did, an interview on the Ultimate... Ultimate Finale Live last week, that they had a telephone interview with him and George St. Pierre at the same time, and they're teasing the fact that he's going to retire. I guess it's time for him to call it a career, apparently, you know, because
no,
I'm not saying from on my standpoint that my judgment of him, I'm saying the way that UFC seems to be setting it up. They keep asking, so you're thinking of retiring? They're putting
no
it out
way.
There
no way
that
did
you see
I
it
think...
last week? Did you watch?
I think Matt started to believe his own hype. You know, he believes that there's no one else that could beat him. He didn't want to fight GSP because he already beat him. You know, so and if Matt Hughes would have won this fight, what's on the horizon? Matt Serra? There's nobody to challenge him.
I totally understand what you're saying, but I'm telling you, did you watch the Ultimate Finale Live last week?
Yeah.
Did you not hear Joe Rogan say, so is retirement any place in your future? And then Matt said, he immediately said it right off the bat. You know, he said, no, I have no intention of retiring. I'm only 33 or 34 years old, whatever he was. I'm not leaving it. But they put it out there. Then they said...
Well, I think that's why, because if you beat George St. Pierre, who else is there left to beat?
Today, nobody. But people are cutting weight all the time. You don't know. Someone could come down. Someone could come up. You don't know what's going on. He was one of the few dominant guys that seemed like there could have been something. There could have been something with Vito. Actually pointed out in the chat room something that I actually was thinking about. Rich Franklin supposedly seemed like this unbeatable middleweight guy that he seemed like, oh God, who's gonna beat him? He got manhandled by Anderson Silva at the last event. Matt Hughes.
Well, it's that whole Miletic camp, you know.
Franklin's not Miletic. He's trained with them. He's not part of the camp, though, because it's the camp is only Pulver and Sylvia and Hughes. I'm trying to think who else. I don't think that Franklin. I know Franklin has trained with them, but I don't think he's actually a member of them.
I don't know. I'm pretty sure Franklin's a part of that crew.
When that guy beats people, does he say you got pulverized?
Who's that? Is that someone else talking?
Yeah, that's somebody else that decided to come in. Dude, Jens Pulver, Little Evil. You love the nicknames in Ultimate Fighting. Little Evil.
Just want him to tell people they got pulverized when he beats them.
Yeah, he didn't tell anybody anything because he made his big return at the last pay-per-view and he got beat up pretty bad.
He got pulverized.
He got pulverized.
I got pulverized.
Awesome. Yeah, but I don't know. Like I said, I feel like the UFC might be setting him up, trying to get him to get out of the game for whatever reason. I don't know why.
I think you're nuts. They love Matt Hughes. They want him to be the
shucks,
the unstoppable guy. And I was really wondering who Dana White was rooting for last night, because I really don't know.
I think he was happy to see. I mean, that was the one thing. When the fight was over, when it was all done, and he had wind up, you know, when Matt Hughes did lose, the one thing, that one consolation, because Matt Hughes is probably my favorite fighter out there right now, and that was the one consolation that I took out of it at the end. It's all right, it was at least George St. Pierre that did it, because I like George St. Pierre too. He's a good fighter. He seems to be a good guy, and it wasn't a thing. But I could see. I mean, Dana White doesn't care either way. I think he was happy either way with how that fight
turned
out.
No. He does care. I'll tell you what. He was not happy with Anderson Silva winning the title, because Rich Franklin, you know, was his poster boy. You know, Rich Franklin's the guy who doesn't look like a monster, who's a really good-looking guy who can go on talk shows and be the face of Ultimate Fighting without it being what a vicious, savage sport this is. It's no, we got really handsome guys with cut bodies and...
Sexy talk. No, thing is, yeah, I'm not suggesting that Dana White doesn't care whoever wins, no matter what. I was saying that specifically for the Hughes versus St. Pierre fight. I think it was a win-win for him, no matter what. He didn't care who won that fight. I guess as far as spokesman, if you're going that angle, I'm sure he would prefer to have a guy who speaks a little bit better English than George St. Pierre. But they're not even, though, because George St. Pierre's a likable guy. I think he's a likable, marketable guy, regardless of you know, the fact that he's French Canadian and doesn't necessarily, he's not the the most sharp-tongued guy in the world when you're talking to him for an interview or anything.
Right. To run down the best of the rest of the card, Tim Sylvia sucks. I can't stand watching him fight. He's just like a fat guy.
Hey, wait a minute. Yeah, it was honestly, from that moment on is when the card went downhill for me, because it was just another dull, boring, long, hey, I'm tall and I'm going to hide from you and punch you from 7 feet away. Tim Sylvia, heavyweight champion of the world, is like 6'8" and like 250 pounds, maybe 300 pounds. He's not like an enormously like built guy. He's not really in the greatest shape. He's a genetic freak, to take words
like
from
that guy that was on the Nets, my giant.
Yeah, yes, exactly. Yeah, but that's the kind of thing. Like, he's just a really big dude, and he punches people from a distance. He hid the entire fight from Jeff Monson. Don't get me wrong, not the Jeff
Did
Monson.
He win?
Yeah, he won. Don't get me wrong, he got it done. But it's not an entertaining game to watch. It's like
he got it done. I mean, his plan was anytime he would go for a takedown, he would sprawl and block the takedown, but then he wouldn't do anything when he was on top. So it was just so boring to watch.
Yeah, but that's been his MO though. I mean, he either gets a limb broken by somebody, or he hides for five rounds and like punches from a distance, and that's it. So that fight was just dull as hell. Then the Matt Hughes fight, I was disappointed though. I don't care so much that St. Pierre's gone. Joe Stevenson looked nasty in the opener against a Japanese kid. I don't even remember what the Japanese guy's name was. Joe Stevenson.
Mushima.
Yeah, Joe Stevenson's the guy who won, was it Ultimate Fighter 2, I believe?
Yep.
Yeah, he was the winner of Ultimate Fighter 2, and he looked nasty. He looked really good in that fight. Trying to think who else. There was one other fight in the middle there that I can't remember.
Alessia Sakara.
Sakara got, that's right.
And
fight specifically surprised the hell out of me. That fight made me question myself. And again, I don't want us to be, getting so focused on things for if people did not see this event. But that made me question the realism of UFC for the first time. When he threw himself on the ground at the end of that fight, it was like, what the hell was that? What was that all about? Like, he didn't get hit. Even Randy Couture even said, he's like, I don't even understand why he just laid down on the floor like that. He laid down on the floor and got punched and it was over.
Yeah, but if you saw the bomb uppercut that he took before that,
it was a good it was a good 10 seconds before that though. He did not.
I just think he took such a big shot that he was really kind of out of it.
Yeah,
you know.
I guess. Like, I didn't want to. For the first time, I actually believe that. Wait, is Vegas getting involved in this? Is the UFC trying to get these guys to hedge their, to get some, some involvement? So,
is Vegas involved? They must be, right? They're involved in everything.
Yeah, they do gambling on it. I mean, it's you can bet on these fights, and every fight happens now at the MGM Grand. Every month, I just started thinking for a split second, when that guy laid down, I was like, oh my God, is this not real? And then I'm realizing, exactly like Monty said, they want to see guys like Matt Hughes win. They want to see guys like Rich Franklin win. And both these guys just, got smashed. Though, I mean, it also...
I think UFC is in a little bit of trouble after December, because they've really run out of their, on their depth chart. They really, after if Liddell wins, they really have no one to face Liddell. After the Brandon Vera Tim Sylvia match, you have no other heavyweight. You have no one to challenge George St. Pierre.
That's right, Brandon Vera beat the hell out of Frank Mir trying to make his comeback for the third time, and he just got smashed to death. The old heavyweight champion of the world. Forgot about that one. You know what? That was really obvious when you look at what I think is, other than Lost, is the greatest show on television, The Ultimate Fighter. This year, their contestants were fighters that were already established that they brought in. Last year, the guys that got eliminated were offered chances to come back on the show, and they said no. They were turning down the chance to fight. Like, it's not as like the talent pool is not there to pull from.
Yeah,
it's sad because I dig it. What the angle's got to be, and Vito mentioned it in the chat room talking about Matt Hughes going to Pride, which will never happen in a million years. But maybe you get Pride involved in this. Maybe you do what they were going to do, get interpromotional matchups going. you know, unify some titles. I don't know.
That's true, but that's something that will be exciting. I mean, UFC will still be exciting for the UFC fans, but I think over the last few months, they were really able to cross over because they were really able to make stars out of people, you know, where your everyday Joes, they know who Chuck Liddell is. They know Randy Couture. They know Tito Ortiz. They know Matt Hughes. Mm-hmm. They even know, like, guys like Arlovsky. Like, you know, so you can put those guys in matches and the buy rates will be crazy for them. But then when you put matches that are interesting for the fans, like
Cabbage versus Brandon Vera.
Yeah, well, you know, that's what, but even like Vanderlei Silva versus Chuck Liddell. That's like, wow, like I want to see that, but, you know, nobody knows who Vanderlei Silva is. Who the Pride people are.
Right.
So I think they're going to have a few main events in a row with nothing too exciting. I mean, what are the next two championship matches? Anderson Silva versus Chris Lytle? Matt Serra versus George St. Pierre? I mean, those, they're like jobber matches.
Matt Serra versus George St. Pierre, I feel so bad for Matt Serra because after watching him on the show, he's likable. You start to dig the guy, and he's just going to get demolished.
Yeah, I love Matt Serra. I mean, that was the only good thing about Matt Hughes winning is that I would just like pray that, you know, Matt Serra would destroy him. But
yeah, no,
you know, that's not even going to be a fight. I mean, Brandon Vera is going to destroy Tim Sylvia. I don't even know who is going to challenge Chuck Liddell or Tito Ortiz. I
totally could see Ortiz Liddell being a good fight. I could totally see them. Hopefully, I mean that's what they want. Hopefully that gets back to carrying it. If you get Tito back on top, and then you have him trading the belt with Liddell, that could be interesting stuff.
No, I think that's great. I mean that fight's going to be great, but where do they go after that? You know, who's going to? They're not going to do Liddell Ortiz next. That champion, the winner of that fight, has to fight someone.
You got the lightweight division is starting to shape up a little.
Lightweight division actually is really exciting. The next Ultimate Fighter is going to be lightweights only, and the next probably championship fight is going to be BJ Penn versus Sean Sherk, which will be awesome.
BJ Penn, the title that he never lost, the title that he walked away with. You know, actually, wait, not the. I think he walked away with both titles, didn't he?
He
walked away from the welterweight title after he beat Matt Hughes. And when he beat Carl Uno in the lightweight tournament, that's when he had his first problems because you never got the Pulver BJ Penn match that everyone talked about happening. That was going to be the huge thing because you also had. Jens Pulver had his issues too that he ran out on. Man, yeah, that's the one. That's where I like it. Yeah, you got the muscle shark Sean Shirk who's currently the champion. It's good stuff. You love these nicknames. I see. I'm watching Keith just shake his head.
I love the muscle shark.
He's the muscle.
I love the muscle shark.
Sexiness. Awesome.
All right, listen. I gotta go get ready.
Okay. Well, we're listening. You tell us. What do you got for us? By the way, you're what now? 5-1, 6-1 on our show?
Who can even count anymore?
Honestly, if you're not making the bets on these locks of the week, you're a fool, a damned fool, my friends. Because he's
guess who's a fool? Me. Oh. I'm not betting them.
Great. The minute that you start betting on them is when they'll stop coming in. What do you got?
Exactly. I do it for the fans. I do it for the message board.
Awesome. The message board that everyone should be checking out, bestinshowradio.com. Click on forum. You can see all the nasty fights that happen every week. Monty's right in the middle of them, throwing hands. It's good stuff. Throwing hands like Sean Sharp.
There's a dude on the message board. I don't know who he is, but he, I don't know. I just hate message board people like that. But you could tell that he's putting a lot of time and effort into his posts.
You're saying ironic being that the Monty Love message board was like the center of Staten Island society for years.
Yes. No, I'm not saying I don't love it.
And
but
technically,
I never did
he was
that.
Probably
was
on
never,
it.
Like, I don't like to instigate like that, but.
You were probably on that message board less than most other people, though, even though it was your own.
No, he was. I mean,
he was on it, but not nearly as much as other people.
Well, yeah, there.
Yeah, I hated it.
awesome. So, what do you got for us? What's this week? How am I going to make my money this week? What am I putting my money down on? Should I bet Michigan?
Yeah. Well, Michigan's a winner.
Yeah,
so.
It was 5.5 point spread.
Listen, I bet that.
This week is really hard. I even won my pick last week while being depressed. So that was exciting. This week, I don't know.
Oh, you're gonna start doing research now on it? Here, wait. What's the paper? Who's playing?
Well, this week I like over in Atlanta and Baltimore, but then the more I'm watching, I just don't like it.
What's the number?
40.
Wow.
I so don't like over in that, but I'm not the guy who picks.
You don't like over. You know what? Lock of the week, over Atlanta, Baltimore.
That's rough. Atlanta might win 37-3. That won't go over.
Yeah, these things will happen. What happens if you actually hit it on the nose?
I think it's a push, right? It's the same as if you...
It's a push.
Yeah.
It's a push.
All right, but there's no pushes here. You got it here. You heard your pick. He's been consistent the whole time, and we're going to keep going with it.
Hold on. That could
Man,
be scrutinized.
I really, you know what? I really wasn't funny at all this week, and now I got the message board guy. Now, you know, he was looking for entertainment, and I gave him nothing.
Don't be so hard. We got really
a very insightful conversation about UFC.
Yeah. Oh, I'm
impressed. You guys know so much about this.
I got so excited right there. That was amazing to me. It was like, wow, I'm actually on the show and talking about UFC, and it's actually
a shot at me.
It wasn't a shot at you. It was just nice. I mean, it's the same thing as if you wanted to have an in-depth.
You just turned into the muscle shock on me.
It's the same thing as if you wanted to have like an in-depth conversation with me about New Wave. I would call Vanessa up and say, please have it with him. I don't know. It's not my forte. I don't know.
Wow. That would be the worst show ever.
Oh, man. See, that was a shot. Awesome.
Well, listen, you know, what's fun, I just want to mention one other thing about the message board. It's funny that I'll always read it, and the guy will make a post about me, and I'll laugh at it and be like, you know, how stupid, you know, that he's saying. What did he say about me this time? Oh, I copy and paste like my song, you know? And I'm like, what a jerk. I don't even know what that means. But then, like, 2 hours later, I'll just be like, what does he mean? Cut and paste my song.
But see, here's,
do I do?
Here's the thing, though. That's the mental war. He's in your head now.
Brian Eno used to do that.
No, he does it. Because then I'll start to respond, and I'll start writing this really smart thing, and then I'll be like, and then I'll just freeze, you know, I'll freeze and be like, you know, just like, you're dumb, you know, respond.
Awesome. It's like it's like the you know, the silly pictures that everyone puts up of the you know, fighting on the internet's like what is it?
Winning the Special Olympics.
It's like killing a kitten. And masturbating on a kitten and killing it.
What, delicious and fun? I don't understand.
Yeah. Awesome. All right, guys. Listen, next week I'm going to bring the funny.
Nice, bring in the funny, hey, man. I like I said, I enjoyed this. I enjoyed it thoroughly. You don't need to feel like you have to bring the funny all the time if you bring in UFC talk. I love it. I could talk all day.
All right,
about that. Awesome.
All right, later, guys.
Later. There he is with the Slage Lock of the Week.
Yeah.
See, he brought the funny right there. Yeah. Awesome. We were talking through that whole thing about what's on my favorite. I said my favorite show, Ultimate Fighter. I got news for you guys. My new favorite show debuted on Wednesday night at 9 p.m.
I didn't watch it. I have it on my DVR still.
I swore.
You know what? I was going to watch it this week, and I was going to be the one to come on and say that I love this show, and you were going to make fun of me. I really should have watched it.
I swore that because this one was going away, that I wouldn't get into this new one, Daybreak with Taye Diggs. Why in God's name would I...
Without giving away too much, is it good?
I don't want to say. I don't want to ruin it.
Since it's your new favorite show, I'll take it as a yes.
Here's the thing. It's Taye Diggs. And the chick who's in the show, something Bloodgood is her name, like Moon Bloodgood or something like that. Holy hot. They're people...
Moon Unit Zappa?
Yes, he's really hot. They're people who you would think would be in like movies about the big dance at the car race on Friday night. That's what you expect these people to be.
I have no idea what that means.
Like the Fast and the Furious meets Save the Last Dance meets O meets like I would expect that man, Styles.
Paul,
something Styles.
Julia Styles.
I would expect that Julia Styles is going to be dancing with someone in this movie, in this show at some point, and it's not. It's a good show. I don't want it to be a good show. I swore I wasn't going to watch it. I swore I wasn't going to watch it. But my wife was watching Dancing with the Stars. I was in the kitchen. She went to the other room when Dancing with the Stars was over. She went inside with the baby, you know, to put her to sleep and whatnot. And she left Channel 7 on. And it started as I finished doing dishes. And I walked into the room, and I got hooked. It's a good.
I figured it would be okay.
See, I thought, yes, I did make an O reference, by the way. I told you, they're the type of...
It's based on Othello.
Yeah, you know, I just expected it to be, like, something bad, something stupid.
Like that movie with Jessica Alba dances?
Yeah, Honey. I expected it to be, which I couldn't...
What?
I couldn't... Oh, sorry. No, I wasn't talking to you. I was talking about you. I wanted it to be bad. I expected it to be bad. And the fact that they said, like, you know, they played the whole deja vu angle of there's something, hey, there's something nutty. What would you do if your life was the same life, every life, every life? You know, it seemed real stupid in the commercials.
You know there's a commercial for a movie called Deja Vu out now, right?
Dude, yes. And it's the same.
I thought you were confused.
No, it was the same thing. Actually, if you ever watched this
show. I was waiting for you to say, and I haven't seen Denzel Washington in the show yet.
So I don't know if you've ever seen the show Best Week Ever on VH1. At the end of the show, they say who's having the best week ever, and who's having the best week ever is Deja Vu, the experience of Deja Vu because of the show Daybreak and the movie Deja Vu.
Is it anything like Groundhog Day yet?
I'm waiting for the Bill Murray to come walking in. It's, like I said, I expect it to suck. I wanted it to suck. It didn't. It was a good show. It was an interesting show. There is a legitimate, 100% legitimate question as to what the hell's going on, and I'm intrigued to find out. I don't think it's going to hold my interest like Lost, that they could do this for two seasons and I'll still sit and wait.
It's got to have a better explanation than... Did you actually, not even joking, did you see Groundhog Day?
Yeah, of course.
It's got to have a better explanation of what happened than, like, it just stops being the same day again. I think the underlying message was that he became a good person, and that's when he got out of that, like, limbo, that purgatory he was in.
Right. Well, it seems to be the same kind of concept.
I want a concrete explanation of what happens.
I don't want to say good person, bad person. Again, you didn't see it. I don't want to ruin it for you. But there are... I understand
something happens, and it's the worst day of his life that he has to keep reliving.
No.
If that even happened.
No.
So then that's deja vu.
That's not the gimmick. You're talking about the whole thing of his girl getting shot, which they show you that in the commercial. No,
that's actually what I read it was about.
It goes beyond that.
Oh, okay.
It's, like I said, I don't want to ruin it. I don't want to ruin it. I want to wait till you see it because there's a sentence that I want to say right now because there are things that are going on that make it not...
Let me go to abc.com. You finish the show.
Yeah. There are things that are, you know, the same day about it and things that aren't the same day about it. It's crazy. It's good stuff. Like I said, I'm intrigued. Okay. We'll see how long it holds my interest. Don't get me wrong. It's not Dexter.
That's a little intriguing.
It's not Dexter, but it's you're not into Dexter.
I like Dexter, but I just don't... Shows with serious questions, like you're saying this one might have, and Lost and Twin Peaks and stuff like that, I always look forward to more than shows that I just enjoy watching. Like, there's never going to be any big surprise, anything in Dexter, really.
We found out last week that the guy that they thought was the Icebox Killer really isn't the Icebox Killer.
Yeah, but that was going to be so obvious.
No, I really believed that it was
really,
Kendrick.
I kind of thought it wasn't going to be him.
I love it.
I don't even remember. What was that guy's story? He just wanted publicity, or?
We don't know yet. We don't know what his connection is yet.
Oh, okay.
He knows too much about the story.
Right, he knew stuff that... Yeah, that show's good, but...
Oh, you're a jerk. It's a lot better than good. It's good stuff.
It's not as good as Jericho. By the way, you have a Skeet Ulrich Jericho jacket hanging behind you.
He wears one of those?
Yeah, through the whole show.
That's what I wear every... Oh, no, my other one's inside.
You like that show a lot?
Yeah, I'm a huge fan. The best thing is when someone's laying down on the mat and he puts one foot on him and he flexes, he goes, "Come on, baby!" Chris Jericho.
Oh.
Sorry.
I was trying to think of a Skeet Ulrich movie where he did that. Scream.
I didn't even saw that one. I can't eat Skeet Ulrich.
Was he ever in anything else?
No. He was in...
Scream 2?
I didn't even know the person existed.
He looks like the guy, the singer from Bush.
He's not even
and
real.
And the Jude Law. He looks like them guys.
Oh, good. Good thing. Yeah, I have no, what's your big Jericho preview?
You know what I'm angry, though, actually, about Jericho? Wait, did I complain about 6 degrees last week?
Yeah, I think you did, because Vito's actually asking in the chat room, what's going on with 6 degrees? Is it canceled?
Yeah, I tuned in last week to put it on, and Desperate Housewives came on.
Doom, broom, doom.
Yeah, that's right. We did talk about it, because you started doing mad about you.
No, we didn't actually talk about it. We brought up Desperate Housewives, and we were talking about Lost, because last week was after the finale of Lost. And that's how Desperate Housewives came up, which is, to me, mad about you.
One thing I was saying is Jericho's not as good as Lost, so at least it's going to be on every Wednesday, though. I watched the episode Thursday. I taped it Wednesday night. I watch it, and at the end he says, coming up next week, next Wednesday, on the fall finale of Jericho. So, like, that's just what everyone's going to do now. Wow. I wonder what Taye Diggs' show is going to be on CBS
No, that's going to be Jessica. I mean, Julia Stiles is going to be dancing. It's going to be Julia Stiles
dancing with the Stiles.
Oh man, it's going to be awesome. You watch any of that stuff? You watch any of that Dancing with the Stars crap?
No, I only found out this week from someone I work with that Emmett Smith was on the show.
Yeah, not only is he on it, he won it.
Oh, he won. Who was it? It was him and Slater at the end, right?
I don't know if it's Slater or Zach. I get them confused.
We could have sex right now and we'd be less gay.
What? The fact that we're talking about this?
Yes. No, the fact that we're talking about it and we have some idea about it.
Oh, dude, I told you I watched part of it because my wife had it on.
And can American Idol not come back? I know everyone always says this.
But who cares?
But it's just
do
really.
You have to watch it?
Yeah, I know. I have to watch the commercials constantly and hear about it. It's
Bro,
annoying.
TiVo. You don't have to watch any commercials or DVR.
But I have to read Linda Stasi's TV column.
I don't even
post.
Know what that means.
I think her name's Stacey anyway.
I don't know. I don't read that far back in the paper. Once you get past the sports stuff, I'm done.
You mean. You don't read the grid of television shows and the article next to it?
Remember you called me, dude, I'm up to 8:30 Thursday. I got to go. I'm almost done reading the paper.
No, you called me. I hung up on you.
I called you and said, dude, you're not going to believe it when you get to 8:30 Thursday. That's what it was.
Sesame Street, Mr. Rogers. Bro, come on. I'm busy.
Dude, it got 2 stars.
Speaking of those shows, Wonderama, have you ever seen?
Yeah, of course.
Have you ever seen Romper Room?
Yeah, of course.
Have you ever seen The Electric Company?
Our buddy Chris was on The Romper Room.
The one I met recently?
His bourgeoisie is one of the names that he's gone on.
You introduced me to him.
I went to high school with him.
You introduced me to him at some place where we were probably playing that show. And you said that you were surprised that we had never met before.
Oh, yeah.
You showed me a video of you and our friend Dave going up to his school.
Yep. Yeah, well, he was on Romper Room.
You should have called him by whatever his, I don't remember the name of that game we used to play.
Whoa, you got me totally. Whatever his Dungeons and Dragons
no,
game
no,
was?
No. He was playing that game with us for a while, that really beat internet war game.
Oh, man.
They still send
Age of Empires.
Yeah. What?
Age of Empires?
No, isn't it like a real game? They kept sending me. They still send me emails.
Something
all the time.
Empires.
This is a W in it though, like World of Wars or something, or is that a? Oh no, that's World of
Warcraft.
Warcraft
is a real thing. By the way, we're totally out of our minds here. You're listening to Best Show, BestShowRadio.com, exclusively on TPXRadio.com. We're trying to remember the name of a friend of ours' character on a game that we don't.
No,
remember.
At this point, I just want to remember the name. I can't remember the name of the game.
Age of Empires.
That was battles in it.
No, it was Age of Empires.
It was Age of Empires, you're right.
I don't think that was it.
But anyway, Wonder Room, Romper Room, and The Electric Company. You've seen all three of those shows? You've seen The Electric Company?
Yeah, The Electric Company used to be my favorite show. I loved when the Letterman changed a fiend into a friend. That's always my favorite when I think about The Electric Company.
The Magic Garden?
The Electric Company. Yeah, I went to a Magic Garden with Jan and...
her girlfriend.
Yes.
The Chuckle Patch.
Ew.
I've never. The reason I'm asking, I've never known anyone that knew. Oh my God.
That was because there was 70 chicks. They didn't shave, you know, so there was a Chuckle Patch.
I knew
patch.
You were going. I shouldn't have let you finish.
What? So you never knew anybody that didn't know the Chuckle Patch?
That I never knew anyone that have seen all four of those shows. And I've asked people. Usually I've seen three or two or...
I've seen them
3-2-1 Contact.
I love that one, too.
Reading Rainbow? I was too old for Reading Rainbow.
I wasn't a big fan. That was like that was just beginning when I was stopping.
Maybe I also asked my girlfriend, who's 6 years younger than me. She was the last person I asked.
Yeah, what about...
Because Wonderama, we were pretty young.
What about The Great Space Coaster?
Featuring... wasn't that featuring Gary Gnu?
Yeah.
That was always on right around the Newsy Review time.
Coaster will explore. Gotta ride a fantasy to a place where dreams fly fast and free. We'll meet friends and new things to see. We'll spin you through the galaxy on the Great Space Coaster. Wah, 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 on the Great Space Coaster. It's really screwed up, man, because I'm trying to put together like a demo reel for our show, and I've been listening to a lot of our old shows like this past week. I've actually sworn off listening to anything else until I'm done with this demo reel. I sing on this show way more than I should, I literally sing something like whenever we talk about something, like I'll start singing as if somehow I have a good voice and it's supposed to be all that. It's horrific. It's absolutely horrific. And that right there, the Great Space Coaster theme song, was a good sign of that.
I was about to start singing something, but I'm going to hold off on it. Next week, I think I want to test you, or maybe it'd be better to test me. Do you know a lot of TV theme songs?
Yes.
Okay, so then I'll test you.
We had 18 minutes. Come on, just give me a teaser. It seems like a fun game to me.
Sometimes the world looks perfect.
Nothing to rearrange.
Forget it. I thought you were going to say, I don't know what the hell that is. You always claim to know nothing about things.
I still can't remember what that is. Is that Valerie?
Standing tall.
Is that Valerie or the Hogan Family?
It's neither. That song's depressing. Not that one. The Hogan Family song's depressing, but that's not that show.
I can't think what it is. I'm thinking I can remember the song, but I can't remember what it is.
Appleton. That's your hint.
Oh, Perfect Strangers. Okay, Larry Appleton. My cousin Larry. Oh, dude, you know what I want to talk about? I don't want to go crazy. I just realized I'm saying, hey, we have 18 minutes left.
Do you know, just for the record, in all the time we've ever done a show, you've never come close to going crazy?
What do you mean? Oh, because yeah, I always say that?
I don't want to go crazy. Dude, one day you're going to start throwing stuff.
You got to realize something here. I have verbal crutches, and that is one of my big ones. Going crazy is a big verbal crutch for me. Just like your I don't know what to tell you, bro, was. But that wasn't even like a regular
I don't know. Thing. We were talking about something for 40 minutes straight, and he started smashing jazz through the window.
Awesome. Well, so we got, like I said, we have not too much time left in the show, and I was saying, hey, tease me with some of this TV show theme stuff. But I forgot, I have two things sitting in front of me. We were talking, last week I went to the Hamptons. I went to the Hamptons last week to go apple picking with my kid. And actually some of my wife's family and their kid. We had a really nice time, and we picked apples. And somehow we started talking about apples last week after the show. We didn't talk about it on the air. And we talked about it, and I brought up the fact that you can't tell the difference between the taste of an apple and the taste of a potato if there's no skin on them.
Not the taste. Oh, you're saying I can't tell the difference in the taste?
If you hold your nose.
Well, that's not the taste, though. It's the texture, really, that I can't tell the difference between.
You will not be able to taste the difference if you hold your nose.
Well, because I won't be able to taste, period.
Your tongue has a flavor sensor.
Weak.
Oh, so you're not ready to play this game now anymore?
No, I'm ready.
I was about to start feeding
I'll
you
still
stuff.
Know the difference. You're insane if you think I'm not going to know the difference.
Okay, so I thought the same thing.
Because I saw what you put in one cup. No, I'm just kidding.
Yeah, I thought it was great. And you're going to close your eyes anyway. So you won't know which cup I'm taking it out of. This is just so I know which one I'm pulling from.
Yeah, I'll put this blindfold on.
For those who don't know, he's putting on his gold mask again with the eye holes cut out. So the thing is, I thought it was a crazy thing, too, when I first read it when I was a kid. And it was like in some crazy book that I got from the Weekly Reader that they told you the best thing to do was... That you could not tell the difference between the taste of an apple and a potato if you held your nose. Because they have the same texture. And without their sense of smell, you're not going to be able to tell the difference. So we talked about this after the show last week as we were watching football. And Keith said, no, I guarantee you I could do that. I forgot totally about it until this morning when I went to go pick him up. after he told me he forgot how to make a tie. We'll get to that in a couple minutes, too. And I said, oh, crap, I totally forgot about it. So we stopped at the store really quick. I bought a potato. And right now we're going to have some taste testing, which is, this is my favorite part of the show, is when you test things and you actually pull it off. So close your eyes, buddy.
How am I going to stop myself from smelling?
hold your nose?
Wow, okay, there it is.
Crazy concept. All right, hold on. Now I'm going to feed 100K something sexy. Hold on. I don't even remember which one this is. Oh, I have to look at it. Okay. Clip your nose. You just tried to look through your eyes, you squinted yes. little effer.
No, I tried to look through my ears.
Okay, hold on. Now you're going to get your first bite. And now, unlike your sugar daddy babies, you could chew on the air. For those of you watching on the camera, it's really gross to watch me feeding him from across the room with a fork. Hold that nose tight.
I'm not breathing, but I couldn't breathe.
Yeah, you can breathe through your mouth, dude. Come closer to the mic.
Well, I'm actually impressed that if you hold your nose, you really can't taste.
But you let go of your nose for a second in there, so I think you know what that one is. What was that one?
No, I really couldn't taste anything. I may not taste. I think I've tasted that before, so I think that was an apple.
Okay, close your eyes. Let's see. I'll tell you if you're right. Right. Wow, I should be holding up to the camera. Hold on. I'm going to get a piece of paper and hold it up to the camera. Now, you know what? With the lag, it won't make a difference. As I say, I'll hold it up to the camera and let people know whether it's the apple or potato.
Plus, I'm not vomiting yet. So.
Hold your nose. You don't have to hold your breath. You have to go and hold your breath before time. You just have to hold your nose so you can't smell it. See, wait. When you stop and unhold your nose at the end of it.
I'm not tasting anything, but they had to both be apples.
Okay, ready for your next one?
Oh, okay. You're doing more. So then I say those are definitely apples.
On one of the earlier shows when we did the taste test of white versus yellow American cheese, you said, I hope one of your neighbors looks through the window and sees me standing here while you're feeding cheese in my mouth. I hope the same thing, because now you're holding your nose for some reason.
Oh, I don't have to blindfold on the mask.
The gold mask would be great.
I think that was an apple too. That could have been that was an apple. Wait, hold on. Before you do that, can I actually breathe now?
Yeah. Dude, you're allowed to breathe. There's no law against breathing. You just have to hold your nose. Come on. Let me do one more.
Hey, that's not food.
Oh.
That's a potato. That's the only potato. I didn't have to taste it. Because it was this filthy, disgusting thing you put in my mouth, and it feels nothing like an apple.
It doesn't feel the same.
Oh. And now that I'm breathing in, it tastes like grass. The first three were apples, the last one was a potato.
Yeah, that's okay, 100% right. I was under the impression that you couldn't taste it. I mean, the fact that they both...
Go ahead.
The fact that they've sat here in this room for a half hour. Hold on, this is an apple. Oh, you can still taste apple, even with your nose closed.
I couldn't taste anything.
I taste apple. I think you have a stuffed
nose. Can I have an apple? I don't taste, because now I'm tasting potato. I love watching you spit it out. Get this horrible look on your face.
I think I got the wrong kind of apple. I mean, the wrong kind of potatoes. That was horrible, man. Wow, that tasted like, it tastes like dirt and grass is exactly what it tastes like. That was disgusting. Can't wait to eat the rest of these.
I'll deep mash them up.
I'll deep fry them in a little bit. We'll have French fries. Oh, man, that was disgusting. Awesome. So, all right. So, disproven. And once again, you've proven that you are the food master. You know everything about food, despite what the song says.
I can't eat ketchup. Mayonnaise, mustard, meatloaf, ham, beans, vinegar, bologna, mushrooms, broccoli, food. I can't eat food. I can't eat food. I can't eat. If not for pizza and plain cheeseburgers, I'd starve to death. I am a monster.
That's what happens when I don't hit the stop button quick enough. Ugh. Man, I really feel bad about that whole potato thing. I don't know what I was thinking, because I remember being a kid and reading, you can't tell the difference. Maybe it's only a certain kind of potatoes, like a russet.
Potato.
Yeah. By the way, Vito pointed out in the chat room, Tomcat got married. Whoa, I thought you were going to start yawning like I was. What was that? You love Tomcat? I don't get it. I don't know where you're going with this.
That's what happens when Tom Cruise walks around.
What do you mean that's what happens when he walks around? What happened to him?
Shh. I'm sorry. Don't say anything. He'll hear. David Miscavige flew in from wherever he is, L.A., to Italy to preside. Thank you for giving me that word before. To preside over the...
Use it at will. I don't need it anymore.
What if you want to watch The Presidio? You're going to be like, oh, you guys want to watch, oh,
sorry,
the one with Julia Stiles? No, Mark Harmon.
Sorry, I gave it to Keith. Can't watch this.
But,
I couldn't even possibly care.
David Miscavige is the guy that, took over the...
Sounds like he'd be delicious with corned beef.
The camps, I mean the churches of Scientology after, your favorite guy, L. Ron Hubbard, died. He flew in to preside over the... what's the other word I need now? Ceremonies.
Championship match? Yeah, I couldn't possibly care less. The only thing I found slightly intriguing about it was the fact that... what's her name? We're going to put on the... let's put on the music for them. Let's see.
Actually, regular church music is scarier than that.
Yeah, the fact that she gave all of her bridesmaids big crucifixes to wear around their neck, that to me just seemed like a little bit of a craziness thing. I don't want to go crazy about it, but yeah, she gave them big crucifixes to wear.
Were they allowed to?
Apparently.
Or are their necks no longer attached to the rest of them?
Yeah, I assume they were. I don't know. I didn't see anything about it. I just found it odd when I saw it. It was on some sort of show. I don't even remember. It was flipping through channels.
Are there any Scientology talk show hosts?
Leah Remini?
She's not a Scientologist. Is she?
Of course she is.
She hosts Everybody Loves Queens, right?
I'm trying to think. Who are the famous Scientologists? Her?
All of them. That 70s Show, the entire cast almost. Except for Mr. Moore.
Beck. A Scientologist. Yeah, no one. I don't think it's a famous Scientology talk show host. Why?
Because maybe we can get Tom Cruise on the show if we pretend to be Scientologists. Oh, he just heard me say that. He already knows.
Great, plot foiled. But I hope if you find any sort of Scientologist,
maybe we could get.
I guarantee we can get someone from the Church of Scientology to come on the air with us and actually talk to us about stuff.
Maybe we could get Tom Cruise on the show, and you could ask him. What's your favorite part of your body to act with?
He's such a jerk, dude. We have two interviews on the horizon right now, and you are driving the show because I am the worst. I'll never talk about it again.
Can I ask that question? I know with one of them I could ask that question probably, but
yeah, you can do it all. You can do it.
I
all
don't know who the other interview is.
Yeah, you know who the other interview is. We'll talk about it after the show. We got things on the horizon.
The guy that drew Mazin Man?
Exactly. Yeah, we'll talk about things after the show here. The only thing is, no matter who you interview, do you think they could show you how to make a tie? You want to get
all right,
this
let me,
really quick?
Let me tell the story.
Show's just about over.
This morning, I wake up, and I put on this pink shirt that you see in the webcam.
By the way, Dirty South Brett, my sworn enemy and arch nemesis, has just pointed out in the chat room that if you eat an apple while smelling an onion, you'll taste onion.
See, if you'd have known that ahead of time, you could have really freaked me out.
The reason I'm laughing so much more is I read it wrong when I first saw it. I thought it said, if you eat an apple while sitting on an onion, you'll taste onion.
I can't follow that.
Are you sure you want to talk about a tie in front of Brett? Or are you not going to be a little bit embarrassed?
So I wake up in the morning and I say, I see this tie that has like the matching color of pink in it. And I'm like, you know what? Maybe I'll put this tie on today. It doesn't really go, but what the hell? I go down to the bathroom, look in the mirror, wrap the tie around me. I don't know how to tie a tie anymore. As of a month and a half ago, I had no problem putting on a tie. I've been wearing a lot of ties for a lot of years.
Is it in the room with us still?
No. I don't know how to tie a tie anymore.
As the outro music goes on, could you stand in front of the camera and try and make a tie?
Yes. Do you have one?
Yeah. I have a, oh, you didn't bring a tie with you?
It's downstairs in your car.
Finish the story. I'll go get you a tie.
We have enough time? Do I have to hit the...
I will start the outro music now. You could talk it while doing it. You know what I'm saying? Keep telling the story. Well, you don't know how to make a tie. That's pretty much the story.
That's the story. So I actually... I even...
And tell everybody goodbye and all that stuff.
I even went...
Show.
You just did. I even went on the internet at one point. I spent like a good 25 minutes trying to tie this tie, and I wrapped it around my neck, and I go on three different how to tie a tie websites, and I have instructions laid out in front of me. Nothing. I don't know how to tie a tie. Is one of those interviews a guy that can tie ties?
The fact that there are five different how to tie a tie websites blows my mind.
Goodbye, everyone.
We'll see you next week here on Best in Show. Let's watch Keith make a tie. Don't. Say thank you to Vanessa and Monty and Vito for joining us this week.
You just did.
Awesome. Thanks to Monty for cursing on the air, you jerk. Now you're going to try and do it yourself? Awesome. Just so you guys know, I'm going to leave the camera on, and we're going to sit here and watch him make this tie forever. We'll see you guys next week.